Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve. It's Jesse. We spoke a little earlier today, and you had to take a call, so I was following up with you about the Google marketing.
Yeah, Jesse. Are you out of Centerville?
No, we're out of California.
Oh, the number came up as Centerville. I'm like,
you know, we call over the internet. So basically, it matches the area code to cut down on the cost because it's like calling on a landline. So we just make so many calls in the day that we have our system set up that way. But essentially, I'm just calling you over the internet.
Okay.
So I honestly don't even know where Centerville is. I've been to Utah like twice, but I went to like Provo and Salt Lake, so not really outside of that area.
What'd you do in Provo?
Oh, you know, oh, gosh, you know, I don't want to, like, scare you off, but I was kind of an out-of-control teenager, so I got sent to one of those, like, you know, like, Utah, they kidnap you in the middle of the night and take you to a home type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Discovery Ranch?
I was 12 years old when I went. I don't remember the name of it. I'm 33 now, so it's been a really long time since that happened to me, but... all I remember is that it was Provo, Utah. Well, actually, it was Draper, right? Because they used to say that there was Draper vapor because it smelled like cows everywhere. Like cow poop. Yeah, that's what everybody said. I don't know. it was a very challenging time in my life, my adolescence. But, you know, I think Utah is beautiful. I have a lot of friends that do a lot of hiking out there, and they always take the greatest pictures. I'd love to go hiking there. You're very fortunate to have that.
So it's strange, yeah, huh? So now you're doing internet marketing.
You know, I love my job, actually, Steve. I really do. I love helping businesses grow there. You know, I mean, I 100% believe that small businesses and medium-sized businesses are the backbone of our country, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I just like to do what I can to help. And our company treats us really well. You know, it's hard to find people that, like, will actually treat you, like, really well. And our company treats us as employees well, so we do good work, you know?
What part of California are you in?
We're in Orange County.
I was raised down there.
Oh, okay. What part?
I was raised in Yucaipa near Redlands and San Diego and Palm Springs on the other side.
Like the desert, yeah. I'm familiar with that area. I used to have a friend that actually grew up in Brawley. I don't know if you know that area.
Yeah, I do know Brawley. We played baseball.
I hate that area. I can't stand it there. It's so hot during the summer. I don't understand how people choose to live there. It blows my mind. I don't know.
It's called air conditioning.
Yeah, but, you know, even the AC in your car, though, you turn it on full blast and it just, you know, like, it comes in hot.
Uh-huh.
But, I did go to Joshua Tree for Thanksgiving. I mean, I like that part of the desert. It's beautiful out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, yeah, I don't normally share this much with people, but you seem like someone I could talk to. So I appreciate it. It's always nice to have good conversations with people.
So I'm just starting this. Again, I don't know if I talk. I've got a full-time job as a plumber, and I'm trying to, but I've got 30 years in, and I can't get a retire. I could get a retirement, but you know, I still have to cover benefits if I do leave. I'm only 57, and
okay.
And I've had people reach out to me. I did do Angie's List.
Right.
I just did my first, and were you kind of telling me Angie's List gets a lot of people just calling to compare prices?
Yes. I mean, just in my experience from people that I've talked to, I've worked with a lot of Angie's List clients.
Uh-huh.
And is that the experience you just had, or was it good? Because if it was good, that's great. I mean, that's all I want for you.
Well, you know, it was just an older guy, and he was, you know, he's kind of picking my brain about everything. He's trying to rebuild his old softener, and the one he has is a pile of junk, if you ask me. And but you know, yeah. you try to be nice to people. I try to, you know, not to tell them that. I've never put those in, and I wouldn't just because they're not as good as what the others are out there. If I want to put something in for someone, I do not want a callback.
Yeah.
Some guys live on callbacks, but I don't want. I want people to say, "Gosh, this thing lasted me, did a good job." And when something else comes up, I get the work.
Absolutely. I like that.
But you know, because I'm like, I don't want to get buried with stuff. Because if I get buried, then I guess it'll make me make a real quick decision on what I'm going to do with my previous job. And so I'm trying to do this in evenings and weekends and feeling like cancer. And you can kind of stop and start. But, you know, this job, I didn't get it, but it cost me $40 for...
Oh, no way, really?
Angie's List to give me the referral.
Oh, for the lead. I mean,
Yeah. And they do say, if you go 10 times and don't get a job, we'll give you your money back or whatever. So I'm like, hey,
yeah. I'd be careful with that. I just, all I can tell you is my experience of talking to other people, and I have had a lot of people tell me that, you know, I mean, you had told Tara, right, that you worked with them when they were Magic Jack, right? Or whatever they used to be called?
No.
Okay. Well, Angie has, well, Angie's has changed their name multiple times over the past year, and it's because they do things like that. They, like, make promises that they don't follow through with. So I just would be careful, you know. I mean, I really would love for you to be successful with Angie, really. I mean, I want your money to be invested into marketing that's actually going to help you. I just personally know that Google does that. You know, I mean, it's at the end of the day, everybody's going to Google to look for your services. Less than 2% of people actually have the Angie's downloaded on the app to go to find you through the app itself. They're going to Google and then finding you on Angie through Google. So what they do is they buy themselves a spot on Google and then generate that work where they know that the high profit, more searches are done. You know, the analytics of Google itself, which is all stuff that we have to market you by yourself and get direct phone calls and not have to pay for individual leads. So, and I mean, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight, right? So, I mean, a lot of the times what my clients will do, will they'll essentially at the beginning, they'll keep both, like do us and then do Angie. And then once they're up and running on Google, they tend to either pause their leads on Angie or stop them altogether. That's most of the time what they do, because to see maximum results, it does take about 30 to 45 days. But we do get you sponsored Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days. And those ads actually have a higher percent return on investment than even Google ads do. So, I mean, it's in about 7 to 14 days, you'd start getting that work coming in. But for Google itself to see those maximum results, it just takes about 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you think about it too, $40 a lead, I mean, how many leads would that be to make 250? What, like 5 leads? Like about 5-6 leads, right, that you may or may not close? Where 250 a month, it's if you get, you know, 20 calls or, you know, 30 calls, whatever it is, it's all going to be the same price. So that price will always stay the same on you, and you'll get your own website and the Facebook ads and Google's first page, and then, you know, a fully customized tracking and reporting system.
Yeah. I don't want to spend $250 a month right now until I do leave my other job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there anything cheaper that I can dip my feet into? Or,
you know, I normally wouldn't suggest this, but just kind of from everything I know about your situation right at this moment, it wouldn't hurt just to kind of get into it and have that lower reduced rate. We do have what's called a pro package, Basically, I can still do the website and Google and the directory listings and the customized tracking and reporting system. It just wouldn't have the Facebook ads. And I can do that for $199. That is the lowest pricing I have. I mean, really, like, for most people, I wouldn't even tell them about this because I really just feel like the Facebook ads just help out that much more. You can always upgrade in the future to Facebook ads, you know, and then start generating that work from Google, but it just will take a little bit longer, right? Like, because the Facebook is the 30 to 45 days, so you won't have that 7 to 14 day mark of actually having exposure and getting, you know, the business there coming in from Facebook. But, you know, you'd still have, again, the website. We'd get you on Google, get you some directory listings, get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets. So, and it could be just $199.
Okay. Let me talk to my wife. Let me think about it, and I'll get back with you.
Okay.
And we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, well, we're only here for another half hour. Do you think that you'd be able to talk to her before that?
No, it'll be later on.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, let me just text you over my extension and phone number here. Again, I think I already have, but I'll just send it over to you just so you have it. I mean, is the $199 still just not in your price range, or?
I mean, it's more or less, you know, because I'm kind of like thinking, okay, do I just stick with the Angie thing and see if, you know, if I get the 10 leads and if it happens, you know, and then add to that. I did do a little job for a guy, and instead of paying me, he's helped me do a website. So I've got a website, but
okay.
I'm a really good plumber.
Yeah.
And all this stuff is just, I should have been born 200 years ago. I don't have to worry about it. All I have to do is feed my cow. Anyway, I just don't want to bite off too much and have me be just too stressed is what I'm saying about, okay, what am I doing? Oh, I just paid $250 this month and I haven't done a dang thing about, you know, getting it going and, you know, on and on. So,
right.
But I am interested in you know, doing what you can do to help me.
Well, I mean, you know, you're not the only person, Steve, I talked to that, I mean, I'd say the majority of, like, blue-collar contractors are not necessarily computer smart, you know, they're good at their trade, you know, so why people like us are helpful, because we can take care of everything for you, so you can kind of just focus on your business and doing the work.
Yeah.
You know, and not having to worry about that. I mean, the most you would have to worry about is, like, sending in some photos, but we make it really easy for you to do that and walk you step by step through how to do that. I mean, I've actually worked with people that don't even have computers. So, you know, there's definitely a lot that we can do as far as your advertising goes, you know. But I'm sure, at the very least, for you even personally, you know, you use Google, right? I mean, everybody uses Google. So, you know, you at least know the value in that, right? And having your business searchable to people that can find it on Google for at least your keyword phrases so that they can call you directly when they're looking for those services, right?
Yes.
So, okay, well, I mean, I texted you my extension and phone number again, so you can definitely call in and, you know, let me know what you're thinking, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. Okay.
Appreciate your time.
We'll talk later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.